What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So, it's almost June, Kathy. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we just had graduation this weekend. Our daughter graduated.
From?
She graduated from college with her associate's art, and then 2 weeks later from high school. So, she did great. Congratulations to the class of 2025.
Yes, so
we're proud of everybody.
It's funny, you can graduate college now before you can graduate high school.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So she did the early dual enrollment at Tri-County, mm-hmm. and so she did get her associate's arts degree, and she's going to be going to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is 6 hours away, but we'll...
Which her dad's sad about.
she's a little closer, but it is what it is.
I can't complain
because I went to NC State in Raleigh, which was that far away. So I did want to come back to the community here. And fortunately, I've been able to have a living here because it was not the easiest place to make a living in Hayesville, 25 years ago. I guess I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. Mm-hmm. So just had to start out with zero when I started out. So today we're talking about, this time of year, what people are doing, when it comes to recreation. And how does that work when it comes to insurance? So I got thinking about, it is June, people are going on vacation, people are renting cars, people are renting boats, people
renting houses,
are getting
VRBOs,
RVs out.
Yeah,
they're renting VRBOs.
Hotels.
There's a lot of things get really active this type of year. And how does that work when it comes to, your insurance policies? And that's the last thing you want to think about is the insurance policy when you're vacation. I mean, it's like it kind of ruins your vacation. So I don't want to think about insurance when you're on vacation, right?
Right.
But you don't want to have a situation where you get sued or whatever because you didn't do whatever, on vacation. So let's just pick one. Let's start out, we've had a show that I really liked in the past. You can get what's called travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of our good friends, Andrea Ferguson, came on the show, and I've used that show as a rerun show quite a bit, where she talked about, you're getting ready to go on a cruise or, abroad, you can buy what's called a travel insurance policy that protects you from, making a payment that's not refundable, that has to be canceled because of maybe illness or situation that arises. You can buy insurance for that, along with you can buy the insurance for... I guess it would be sort of like a health insurance policy if you got injured, an accident policy, or if you had to be, brought back from a foreign country, things of that nature. So that is one thing you can do. This has been a hot topic for us, what about renting a car? So you travel somewhere, you rent a car. Then
people have the assumption that rental car on their actual auto policy is for them to go rent a car, like on vacation.
And that's not what it is.
And that's not what that coverage is for.
It does say real car coverage, does it?
Right.
Or
so
loss of use.
People, typically for that to be able to utilize, the way you get the coverage is you have to be in an accident. I mean, pretty much. I mean, you're at fault and you now are providing a rental car for the other person if you're at fault.
You're liable.
Or if you're liable. Or if you were in the accident... and you have that on your policy, it could be utilized as well, but typically it's for the other person. So, it's one of those things where people don't understand how that works. So they'll say, we have rental car. We've always encouraged, we do it ourselves. We don't like paying the rental car
premium
or waiver or whatever you want to call it. They call it like their insurance policy. We have had an issue where Mark was involved in an accident and... Somebody not at fault, and they ran out in front of him, and we had to get a rental car. So we had the rental car. I took the car, and I went to the grocery store at Ingles, and I came back, and I pulled into the garage, and Mark came out to help me with the groceries, and he's like, "What did you do to the car?" And I was like, "I didn't do anything to the car. Why?" He says, "The whole side of the car had been sideswiped." So thankfully, we did buy the insurance or the waiver.
Which is actually the waiver.
The waiver from them. And when we called them, they're like, oh, you're lucky. The problem with that is if you don't buy the waiver, then every day that is inoperable and they can't rent that car, they're going to charge you for that. It's like loss of use for their type of their thing. But if you have that, then first of all, it doesn't go against your record. Second of all, it doesn't also affect your insurance policy. And also, they don't charge you every day for the fact that they actually have not been able to rent that vehicle. And they will delay it. They will probably prolong it, getting it back on and, you know, renting it again. So then who's going to pay for that? So that's the big thing.
So it's really like you're still renting it, even though you're not renting.
Basically, yes.
So Kathy had a customer that, I don't know if they told the rental
they
car.
They did wreck their car,
and so they wrecked their rental car.
Came in and talked to me about it.
And the rental car company had access to their credit card,
debit card, yeah.
And they were charging every day they were charging it for that loss of use for the rents
and
for that day.
He was having a fit, and he said he was going to cancel his credit card. I said, well, I'm just telling you that they can do that. If you read, that's a problem. People don't always read what they're, just sign here. You have to read it so you understand what you're signing because it's a contract. But they will come back on you, and so that is something we heavily encourage you to take out. I know it's a lot of money, but it's worth it if, in fact, something actually happens. So the other problem is with a rental car, if you look at your policy, usually it could be $30 a day up to $900 or $500.
This is a different coverage case you're talking about here. Right, this is like if you wreck your car and you have to have a real car.
Right.
It's not to be confused with going to rent a car at Enterprise.
Yeah, people tend to get the lower one because it's less money on their premium. But ultimately, if they're driving an SUV, you can't have $30 a day while not rent a car.
So what Kay's talking about is like if you cause an accident, you're at fault.
Right.
You don't have your car. You've got what's called rental car coverage on your policy. That's
right.
For you.
Right.
And what happens is
you have to,
she said if it's $30 a day,
it's up to $900. And after you exceed that limit, then you're done. You have to pay for yourself.
We're recommending people to raise that because you can't rent a car today for $30.
Exactly.
So it's not going to help. But in the case of going on vacation and going to Enterprise, which we did last year, we were in Canada. We went to, I guess it was Hertz, actually. We went to Hertz. We like Hertz. It's a good place, right? Mm-hmm. So Hertz, rental car, rents the car. And I did buy what's called the waiver. That way, if I wreck the car, then Hertz is going to not hold me accountable for the damage to that car.
Because it's on their policy. Yes.
Yeah, it's up to them to service the car.
Right.
So I've got liability that's going to go from my insurance policy to actually cover me if I cause liability damage to a third party. Now, we're in Canada, so we're in a foreign country. So you need to call your agent and make sure that your policy is going to extend to where you're going because Mexico is not covered.
No.
The territories and possessions of the United States are covered, but you may be going into a country where your insurance policy is not going to cover you for driving a vehicle in a foreign country.
And you don't, you just don't have to have all these problems when you're on vacation either. So, you know, we do encourage people to do it. And people say, well, I've got comp and collision. Well, yeah, they're going to want to have a copy of your policy because if something happens, they're going to go after that policy as well. So, or try to get them to take care of the damage. I had a friend of mine who just had an issue where his son, who has the same name, but he's junior and senior, rented a car and had a crash. And for some reason, they tagged it on his
policy.
Well,
the reason why the son gave
the wrong auto ID card.
The son gave his dad's insurance to the police officer.
Right. No, it was actually the rental car company.
Oh, the company.
And so then when they had an accident, they, of course, went after it because he didn't buy the waiver. So they were going after that, but it was on the wrong son's policy. It should be on the son's policy. It was bought wrong.
It was a junior and a senior.
Yes. So it was really confusing. We had to straighten that out. Yeah. It was a really fun time.
Okay. So we'll be talking about vacation some more. We've covered travel insurance so far briefly. We've covered renting a car for your going on vacation. Talk about some more considerations you might want to consider this time of year as you go on vacation. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy. We'll be back after the break on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 2 are in North Carolina and 3 are in Georgia. Our offices are called, the one that has 3 locations is called More Insurance Services, Inc. We're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're actually located in the South State Bank building. We're in a separate wing. We're not actually part of the bank, but we're there. Come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building, which is a red brick building right next to the hospital. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is 157 Highway 64 West. It is next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there in Hayesville. Our other location is located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance, and we're located right on 64 as well, right past Hardee's and So Good's restaurant on the left. So come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of Moore Insurance. We are located between Burger King and United Community Bank there on the main drag. So please come by and see us there. You also can check us out on our website, which is at www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can also check out all of our locations, and you can also make payments and listen to all these lovely podcasts that we do. If you missed one, you check them out on our website. And also, we have an option to join our team. So if you're looking for a job and you have a property and casualty insurance license, please apply on the website as well.
Okay, so we are looking for good people. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about vacations, and before the break we talked about, okay, you might consider getting travel insurance. What happens if you rent a car?
Right.
What happens if you go to a foreign country?
Right.
We were just talking a minute ago to Packy here about his trip to, was it Cayman Islands? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might be driving the wrong side of the road somewhere. You're not used to driving.
Right.
And then, moreover, the seat might be in a different side of the car where you're used to.
Right.
It might be where the passenger seat is. Instead of, we expect in the United States it would be on the left side if you're looking forward versus the right side.
And absolutely.
If you get a stick shift, what happens? So you could be not very in a very familiar driving,
And then plus you don't know where you're going. So on this is a combination of a lot of different things that could happen.
That's right. So it's not the safest place to be. Wrong side of the road, foreign country, car. Yeah, so you have to make sure your insurance policy will cover you for liability in these countries you may be going to.
Yes.
Particularly, Mexico is not covered on a United States insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Think about things that you might be getting out of, they're getting the boat back on the water. You're getting ATVs out, getting the jet skis out.
RVs.
Many, many times we have seen people that have, millions of dollars of houses or $1 million house or more on a lake, and they've got jet skis sitting out there with no coverage. They bought a jet ski and they have no jet ski coverage.
And they didn't tell us. Yeah.
That's happened quite a few times.
Right.
So
that scares us.
Think about that. Yeah.
Yes.
Think about that. Think about, people have gators, mules, four wheelers. I mean, things of that nature you might be getting out.
Go-karts.
Those are not covered unless you buy a separate policy or have it on your insurance policy, your homeowner's policy.
Right.
So what else can we think about, Kathy? You mentioned RVs. Mm-hmm. That's another policy, was RV. Policy that you would need.
Right.
We had a policy for our RV, and it was we've now sold the policy. Wasn't that much?
Sold the RV, not the policy.
Well, you sold the RV and canceled the policy.
Yes.
It wasn't that much money. Like it was like $700 a year or something. It wasn't that much. But particularly on those types of vehicles, we had a broken windshield, which can be a considerable amount of money when you think about that. Also backed it into a pole, which didn't.
No, you parked it into the fence.
Which was a pole, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that caused some damage.
A little bit, yeah.
I think that was fun.
The big dent, I think it ruined the propane lines in there.
Right.
It had a leak, which was kind of dangerous, actually.
Yeah. So be careful out there, for sure.
Yeah. So a boat policy, if you have a boat that requires, you can add it on your homeowner's policy in some instances, or if not, you have to get a separate boat owner's policy. Then if you have an umbrella policy, make sure that that policy is underneath your umbrella policy. Because yeah. so that could be $1 million mistake right there if you had a major right. claim out right. in the lake, which may not be a problem now with the lake being drained down, right?
So. Right, I know. Hopefully, hopefully, do we know that's definitely happening?
Oh, it's happening.
Okay,
TVA's,
great.
TVA's not going to... Yeah. I mean, back down. I think we can maybe have some input. Well, just to preface this, they're draining... Somebody may not know or be aware of this. In Clay County and Hiawassee, they're going to be drawing down the lake 10 foot down below the winter pool level of the lake. And they're going to be doing a some sort of
infrastructure repairs.
On
yeah.
the spillway. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at the worst case scenario, like an 8-year time period.
Right.
Which means it'd be a good time to buy some lake property if you could wait out for 8 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that's what we're talking about.
Right.
So, if you do have a boat, jet ski, think about that because it's not something you have to insure that. You can't just buy it. Well, you can buy it and not have insurance. But did you have insurance on your jet ski, Kathy?
Yes, I did.
Really? Who did you have your insurance with?
Allstate.
Was it minimum coverage probably?
No.
You think so? So, oh, I had a funny one. So, the other day, I had a customer, a guy came to our house, he's going to drill a well for us, and he's like, I've heard you on the radio, and you get a mental image of somebody. Mm-hmm. And I had you like, I thought you were like this little short guy. I was like, oh, no. So, I am 6'4".
Yeah.
And it's like, no, he's like, so I guess I sound wimpy, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
And so, that's Kathy, great. The way I look, I'm taller, I'm 6'4". Kathy's the girl you were seeing the Corvette back in the day, cruising down Clearwater Beach, and the blonde girl, right? That's you, right, Kathy? So that's what Kathy looks like. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks for that visual.
Yeah. So, what's what you used to do, right? You used to cruise down the yes. T-tops. What was yes. that car you cruised down with, your old buddy?
It was a Corvette.
Yeah. The T-tops were out, and you mm-hmm. and Kristen, the blind
cruise.
Girl, going down.
That's
there.
What you do. You cruise.
Yeah, so that kind of gives us our age now, because yeah. I don't think kids cruise anymore like they used yeah. to.
Well, let's talk about the kids. Also, let's talk about your kids are graduating. You need to let your insurance agents know that they're going off to school and where they're going off to school, because if they're going to take their car with them, they're going to have a different garaging address for the
Well, not technically. I think...
And they need to be aware if they have a claim, or they are taking their stuff and they have to stay in an apartment, they have to have a renter's insurance for that.
Yes.
Or if I just let them know where they're going to be and let the carrier know that they're going to be in a different state. Because if something happens, they're like, well, you didn't tell us. We want to make sure all that. And if they have a lot of like items and stuff that they're renting, can have an inventory of what they have, or what their car, what they're going to, make sure their car's on
Kathy,
campus.
I went to school, I had probably $50 of stuff. College kids are
not
broke.
Anymore. Not anymore.
I didn't have any, I had like t-shirts.
Between the laptops and
well, that's true, I guess.
Headphones and AirPods and their cell phones, and they have TVs, and it's a lot to get ready for getting your kid going off to college these days.
So this brings up a bigger issue, because perhaps your kid is finishing college.
Yes.
And, I believe our philosophy of our kids is that Kathy and I have worked and we have some money, mm-hmm.
But they're broke.
Our kids are broke. They don't have any money.
Yes.
So if they're going to get some, they're going to have to go there and work.
Exactly.
But so I think that, your kid goes through college, that transition time can be important, because you've got mm-hmm. to think about, okay, my kid just took a job in Atlanta. My kid took a job in Asheville. They'd be on their own and have their own policy. Perhaps you want to retitle their car in their name if it's on your name, because you don't want their liability.
Yeah, they can do that after 18.
That's happened several times. Well, I had a doctor I insured, found out he was still paying insurance on his like 27-year-old son. He's like, I'm not paying that anymore. He should be paying that. So, yeah. So you need to retitle your car and get it, on his name, and let him, pull his own wagon there.
Especially after mom and dad paid for the schooling for all these
years. That's
right.
Well,
right?
My parents helped me, so you just pass it forward is what you
right,
have to do,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yes,
so,
exactly.
All right. So we're talking about, we've been finished talking about some things to think about during this time of year. Hope everybody has a good summer. And
stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe, and consider what we're talking about when it comes to insurance, even though insurance makes everything really drab and boring during vacation. So. All right, my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are signing off on our show. And we will be back next week on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock.
Now you can find Mountain Insurance in Murphy, a division of More Insurance, just past the Arby's on Highway 64 West. See Velda Cook Dockery and Emily McKeon for a fast and accurate quote.